しじゃしめどらりらりしねでげばりさげしらら
Any question? Just one, if we have.
Rinpoche, this question relates to the practice itself. The verses in the Shantideva text describes how a bodhisattva should discipline his thoughts, his speech, and his actions. The actual practice itself, the actual training of the mind, can this training be found in the four placement of mindfulness on the body, four close placement of mindfulness on body, on feelings and mind and mind objects?
What is it? This practice can be fine?
The actual training itself, because the text itself describes right how we should behave or how the bodhisattvas should behave. But like Muiching said, 2-3 weeks ago about her mother, when she knows that this is what she should do. But when it comes into direct contact with the person, then it triggers off a whole set of negative reactions, right? So in the actual situation, it is very difficult without the actual, without training or meditation and contemplation, to actually be able to reframe whether it is through thoughts, action, or speech. So my question is, through meditation on the four close placement of mindfulness, on body, on feelings, on mind and mind objects, will this meditation on these four foundations lead us to be able to actually put them into practice when we are out there facing an actual situation.
Chapter 5 is a chapter on, essentially a chapter on mindfulness and vigilance. Yeah. So, of course, in order to generate mindfulness and vigilance, you need a method. Yeah. And the ones that, the examples that Gyohua brought up are methods. Yeah. In order to develop that kind of mindfulness, isn't it?
어떻게 다 가서래 다 지나래 다 진실 통맛된도 다 진실 때래 다 랑게 류라 진실 때 그러다 남자다 먼저 저한테 많이 셔시 세 남자 숨도 와 류추 아니 단다래 류라 때한테다 그래 류추 셉 좋았었다 먼저 많이 셔시 남자 숨도 와 다 돈다 뒤에 다 진실 때 남자 숨고요 그래
아 And of course, when developing mindfulness, then one can do it on the basis of the four close placement of mindfulness, isn't it, right? Starting with the close placement of mindfulness on the body, and then on the feelings, then the mind, and on the phenomena.
어떻지니 아 단단히 못 이틀에 변하다 룰을 믹스 티셔 때야 다 되게 괜찮지 내랑 좀 간데 이제 내기회나 다 되게 손 계속 시도를 티셔 가려 된 거에매 아니 미담 쪽에서 티셔 가려 된 거에매 어떻게 아니 랑게 군조 간데 지금에 아 밀어 내거든 밑에서 딱도 다 티셔 때지 지구가 여러 왔다 단다
뜨고 and when you know when we place when we practice the close placement of mindfulness on the body, then that involves being mindful in one's physical and verbal behavior, isn't it? How, what kind of posture, what kind of physical demeanor one is adopting, and how you're speaking to others, and also in checking the activities that you know we undertake, you know, are those activities harmful to others or not, and so forth.
어떻습니 따뜻한 말을 나야 돼. 그렇습니다. 따뜻한 건 지금 진실 땡치다. 답시 시기권에 따 진실 땡치다. 따 되게 통한다. 냠냠 파. 유저투반에 갈래갈래니 용거로와. 독신 뒤 진실 땡치 답시 시에 디네 아니. 랑길 농악에 게 자왁 한 번 쳐봐야나. 따 진실 되게 땡토바시 거로와. 따뜻한 뜻이래.
아, yeah. Like, you know, the four close placement of mindfulness, these are methods, to develop mindfulness, yeah. But whatever mindfulness and vigilance that one develops through this, you know, one has to be able to practically, you know, transport it, you know, into one's daily life, isn't it? Yes. And when one goes about, you know, carrying out whatever activities, you know, so that has to be brought over, isn't it?
That so 소소 냠냠해봤지 달랍자 망보지 하고 하지 나 윤도 냠냠해봤지 달랍자 망보지 하고 하지 아니 무엇 죽은 누구나 너네 따라 가보러 와 그러 와 오늘 지나다 랍자도 있니 아니 오늘 곰자 냠냠해 지니 다 밀어놓고 지가도야 싫어 와 당한소 과박 남소라고 지가도 놓고 지도야 가보러 와 그러 와 랑마도와 신도의 탐에 세디다 네 오늘에 갈수나 주인이 아니 오늘 지내 엠버라 대시 다 둔다니 오늘 셈 장치 아니 뭐네 세미야 보시는 신에다 신도시에 답시지래 마도.
네.
다만 저 제대 단다 직거 직시. 어? 아니 남성포기 직직 편보이가 돼 갖고래 다들. 남성 세미 중에 보시라 편마도 라라 편마도 다도서. 어디네 두대시래 어디래.
아, is we are not short of instructions. We have heard so many instructions, and we do know many teachings. The problem is because we don't have any experience of it. We have not put it into practice, you know, on a constant basis. Yeah. So ideally, before you know, helping anyone, you know, doing you know so-called stuff to benefit others, we first have to. I mean, of course, we listen to the teachings, internalize it, to understand it, and then you know, we have to familiarize it with our minds and through constant practice. And we have to do it in isolation, in retreat, in physical isolation, right? And only when we gain an experience, you know, only then we are in a position to help others. Yeah. So therefore, Jerumse, you know, said, you know, yeah, in his Lambrim, without subduing our own minds, you know, there's no basis, no way of helping others. No, you know, way of subduing others, yeah. But that, so ideally that's how it should be, yeah. But we are not like that, isn't it, yeah? We talk about the Dharma, we listen, we know, but you know, we don't practice, and then at the same time, you know, we want to go and help others, you know. And of course,
then not helping, but creating more problem, you know. Go to talk to people. One said not subdue, of course, but how to really subdue the other people and talk, you know, to calm down. Not possible. So that's what just now Yoga tell about the wishing mother something story, I don't so it's like that for everyone. Yeah, so so now here we're just hearing the teaching. Huh? Just learning the theory. But I don't know when we are going isolation place, I'm not sure. So I'm not sure when we are going to isolated place, yeah. What in that? Yeah. There's one there, yeah.
It's not that just learning the theory, you know. It's not that there's no benefit. There's benefit, yeah. In that, you know, because of having heard the theory, you know, then if in a later point in time, you know, at least, you know, we remember, oh, you know, there's such a thing, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, or, you know, oh, I should be doing this, you know. So there is that kind of benefit.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you for the chance. I've got two questions. One is that they are relating to lesson 25. It is said that people or being who are born in the Pure Land attend, by virtue of being born there, they would have five super knowledges and automatically they would have calm abiding. My question would be that, prior to be born in Pure Land, must they have this quality of already achieving the five super knowledges and calm abiding before they can be born in Pure Land?
Did I press a kukumarwa? Did I press a kukumarwa? 다 팅원에다 아니 직다 무시다 와 신다다 당번에 탑대버지 나다다 아니 답신을 해야 돼 공부 시작하러 답신을 해야 돼 가고 시작하러 다 스스로는 답신을 해야 돼 가고 시작하러 뉴뉴마다 육마로
쌤 주차하리 아 노
당신도 이래가 말어.
Otherwise, the number of people going to the Pure Land would be pretty small.
Slim. Yes, sure. Okay, my second question is that.
가장 할 때들에 또 당신 니에라 토고야 이끼지 말해. 또 당신도 깨차니 그 신기 툴라대네. 나 강가 토기에메데 미신 다 조조 다 퇴진 이렇게 된 조나이나 퇴진 로바 다 퇴진 이렇게 된 조이나 다 답을 쉬고 게임도 가나 아니 지금 당 무신가 다 진짜 톱도 해지 숨도 와 나 강가라 토기에메 미신 로 디아다 당신 맞지 뭔가 로 톱이 기자 말해 다 당신이 깨지 신기 뚫어 되는데 톱이 뭔가 남신이 숨고 야래 조조 다 퇴진 이렇게 하나 숨고도 되어
So what I mentioned in the early, you know, in one of the earlier classes about karma abiding, it's what happens when one is already there. It doesn't necessarily have to happen, prior to going to the Pure Land, yeah. But I'm not sure whether if everybody who is born in the Pure Land will achieve, karma abiding. But, perhaps those of the Mahayana lineage, those who are of the Mahayana lineage, when they are born into the Pure Lands, then due to the power of the Pure Land, the power of the place, the environment in which you are born in, those of the Mahayana lineage seem to automatically have a karma abiding.
배전 할텐데시도 다대와시 대와 나는 배전 제르무시 대와인설 다티나 할텐데시도 왔다 대진 유릭시아나 다 무신가 대바시 남시 숭도 다 강가라 향지 무신가라 소바 덕고 아유머이 삼삼시도 다 저 대진 유릭시아나 자네 텐데 숭샤
So in Jerumsi it's an explanation on the qualities of Amitabha's Pure Land Buddha's Pure Land he mentions you know, that those of the Mahayana lineage achieves the five super knowledges in the when they are born in the Pure Land. Yeah. So I wonder if everybody who is born in the Pure Land will actually achieve those automatically.
The second one is that. Relating to the 12th link, at time of death, if one single-pointed faith to one's guru or a Buddha, in the way that is of no difference from craving and grasping at the time of death, would this be still called craving? This single-pointed faith to the guru be called craving and grasping since it's virtuous or is still craving and grasping and is not virtuous but it's only due to the power of the object that one would propel one into good rebirth and is this being propelled, projected into good rebirth because of single-pointedly focusing in one's guru be called projecting karma. Or actualizing karma, sorry, the ripening of projecting karma.
I didn't get your question. Huh?
At time of death, say one is single-pointedly thinking one's guru, please help me, guru. You know, I'm dying. I'm going into non-existence. Guru, and single-pointedly thinking very hard. And out of ordinary, being ordinary, obviously is grasping. and craving. And at the same time, you know, that if I was to say grasping on the guru and craving for the guru to help, yeah, would that be non-virtuous? Would that be core actualizing, changing the non-virtuous? I mean, that would be actualizing karma as well. It's like very real, you know, when one's passing away and you really concentrating, thinking of one's guru, for pleading for help, pleading for, you know, protection, in a very familiar manner, grasping and craving. Would this is a form of grasping or craving, or would you say, in fact, this is a transform into mental factor of aspiration, which is virtuous, of course.
What did that chigda tingurata? Tikabla that tebase, chabase, that cabreta, noreginga yungu yare, that's only tikabla taco. Rang lamana swat, tsi with tebaji cigar, matos go chakbelushi damare, that's also the monster cubetti, chakbelushi mare. Tikolta, rang divishing lamatin, tsi with teba, sudoko.
In short, the single pointed faith in your own teacher, your own guru, is not attachment. Rather, it's faith. Yeah.
Oh, 독세. 다던다 대바디 견체체 다 소소 가서는데 아 다시 다 조조 신기 틀었대매 다 틀었대네 다 소소 대상 토토에 육구여래 다 되게 견체하려면 고랑고랑 눕쟁이래야 되게 기스가 말아봐 눕쟁이래야 고랑 소소 겨와지만 사바지 구구여래면 또 뒤만에 고랑 눕쟁이래야 쓰려면 고랑 뒤 견체네 줘야지 로마 대바디 견체제 대상 토베지 육구여래 이 나약간 대상 토베기다 편지기래 겨와지 구구로와
But this single-pointed faith in your guru at the time of death is a condition for one of the virtues that you accumulated in the past to ripen. Yeah. So your single-pointed faith in the guru itself at the time of death is not the cause of your next good rebirth. Yeah. But rather, it's a condition. Yeah. Right. So it itself is not karma. Right. But it is a condition for one of the virtues that you must have already accumulated in the past for that to ripen. Yeah.
So the actualizing karma would still be the something else. This is just a condition.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. Wish you.
Okay, this question came to my mind when I was doing my Lamrim meditation this morning. Okay, I've been talking with a lot of students who have been a Buddhist for many years, yeah. So here, basically for me, until today, right, after 10 over years as a Buddhist, basically I'm still using Dharma to solve the problem of this life. So I know that I'm a person who has...
Can't hear you close to the mic.
Okay. After being a Buddhist for 10 over years...
I heard that.
Okay. Basically, I check my motivation. 99% of my motivation is to do things to be loved, to be expected. So if according to Shantideva's standard, 99% I should remain like a piece of wood. Isn't it so?
What?
Okay, so what I'm trying to
what?
Say...
99% what?
99% of my motivation
is
non-virtuous.
Non-virtuous.
Yeah. So 99%. Therefore, I should remain like a piece of wood or tree. Right? So what I'm trying to say is, like, here we are of person, we know that we are of person who are basically still using Dharma to solve relationship problem, to overcome our depression, to overcome our illnesses. Yeah, so we are of person who have not given up any worldly, who have not given up this life, full of 8 worldly concern. And now we are studying this text, which belong to the Bodhisattva practice. A Bodhisattva is someone who has come abiding, who has generated bodhicitta. So while I'm speaking with a lot of old students, there are 2 mindsets. Either one group of people, or we are mind fluctuate, no? Either we feel like very disheartened, it's like after being so-called falling Rinpoche for so many years, our mind still remain like that, you know, still grasping at this life. Or the other mindset, which is rather unhealthy, is like we use the teaching to beat ourselves up, like, oh, I'm still like that, you know. This Shantideva is saying that I shouldn't be doing this, but every day I'm seeing myself doing whatever the Bodhisattva way of life say that I shouldn't be doing. So how do we, knowing that where we are and what, and well, we know where we are, frankly and very honestly, and yet at the same time we know that this text is for Bodhisattva, how can then we adopt a more healthy attitude to be benefited from such a text? It's like, for example, maybe one way I can think of is like, I've been addicted to, for example, Korean drama, right? I see many, many hours. So after at least coming to Buddhism, I tell myself, maybe not so much, maybe reduce 1 hour. Then I should be just, you know, happy with that kind of little resolution. I mean, like, if I just give up certain attachment in this life, I should be just happy enough.
I really don't know what you're asking, huh? Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying that to a lot of older students.
You're talking about your story or what?
Yeah, myself. Okay, myself. It's like, I see my mind, right? Either going to, like, critical parents, you know, like trying to beat myself up. After so many years, you still have so many non-virtuous thoughts, and you still don't know when to stop letting your desire develop, you know, not stopping your body, speech and mind from grasping. One way, and that creates more negativity in my mind. That is not creating virtue, yeah? Then the second thought is feeling very disheartened. So instead of like getting inspired by the text and be happier, I'm like using the teachings to beat myself up. How do I stop doing that?
What you say, beating by the teaching? You're saying something like that? You're beat by the teaching?
Yes. Oh,
teaching has become cane for you. I see. Oh. Over 10 years. Quite suffering, huh? Quite miserable. Over 10 years.
10 over years.
Oh, so long. Sorry. Sorry about that. I think there's some verses, the answer to that somewhere there, I don't know, somewhere coming or somewhere. I thought somewhere there. I don't know, I saw somewhere. I Anyway, later we'll come back and see. Something like that.
So right at the beginning of the Lamrim, yeah? So their advice on how we should listen to the teachings, isn't it, right? So, and the example of a sick, of a patient is often given, right? So if the patient, in a, who is, the patient is sick, he knows that he's sick. So the patient goes around, you know, various doctors asking for opinions and asking for advice and medicine, right? But then, you know, after getting all the advice and all the medicine, you know, so the patient just stores it up, yeah, without taking it, yeah. So then, you know, so if so, that is like people who listen to many teachings, but they feel that, you know, the more teachings they listen to, the teachings become like a burden for them, you know. So when that happens, it is a clear sign that the person did not practice what the teachings that they receive. Yeah, then you get this idea that it's a burden. Yeah.
Oh, the third thing, that go, that's why. But two, ani kasusme, two is, ani samlo is dangsi, ani ko simgi tong chimbu jani si nyawaji tongku yare. Jik samlo is dangsi, one jik. 편부도가 쓰면 소화지 용화지 수급으로 최초로 되면 가버려 딱 건강 독립해야지 배신해 당연히 온순하래 칼에 세반나래 딱 너무 순발했나래 건강 독립해야지 오늘 지금 고발주제약 보통 쓰면 소화지 맞잖아 건강 독립해 어디로
So whatever teachings we have heard, whatever we have studied, we need to analyze the teachings. We need to think about it. Until we get, you know, we get a taste of it, you know, we need to get, we need to taste the teachings through thinking about it, to reflecting, yeah. Until we get that experience, you know, until we have tasted the teachings, you know, then it would, you, it's like what the teaching says, all the teachings become like a burden, you know, whether it's, taking initiations, you know, and you know, whatever vows that you keep, you know, you feel that all is like a burden, you know.
Oh, the doctor says, what did it show? Any correct looks on the show? Oh, poor God. I'll say something. Oh, what the Yamani, I'll go check. One of the Titchy with Teva, one is it? Lamason of Titchy with Teva. Legend of the teaching in Teva, but that did the teaching with Teva, you know, Goldman Dodge, got to the same mother. Lava Teba, I met, you know, I met, and it, Timena, that doctor says, Richie Lock, or teaching with Teva, the one is in the Lizzie Teva, Lamus, soon one is teaching with Teva, told me with Teva, you took an uncle, one is young, similar Ganya, my young, Chabri,
or there are some who have a lot of faith. Yeah, that is very helpful as well. No? Whether it's single-pointed faith in the guru, in the guru's advice, speech, you know, or very single-pointed, you know, conviction, you know, in the workings of karma and its effects. You know, when one has such conviction and faith in the guru's speech, guru's advice, or karma, then it does make a positive difference to the mind. And you don't find, you know, these teachings or advice, you know, a burden, you know, inspirational. Yeah. So if one doesn't have, if you don't have this faith, and on top of that, you don't have any experience, you know, have not tasted the teachings through critically thinking about them, analyzing them, then yeah, then it's all like, then you know, the Dharma for that person will look like, will appear, will feel like a burden. So later on in the chapter, even in the text, you see, you know, there's this verse that mentions, you know, when we practice Dharma, we have to do it from our own side. We are not. We shouldn't be practice Dharma because, you know, other people are doing so. We follow, no. We are followers. No. That's wrong. But rather, we have to see the point for ourselves, you know, and voluntarily, happily do it from our own side. Now, that is how Dharma has to be practiced.
Yeah.
Because the goal, the motivation is so important, right at the beginning of the Lambrim, you know, before the actual subject matter is discussed, right at the beginning, we are taught how to actually listen and teach this Dharma. Yeah. So there's a very extensive explanation, isn't it? So it all has to do with the motivation of what you're looking for, right? So when, you know, when listening to the teachings, you know, we are taught to abandon the three faults of a vessel, and we have to cultivate the six attitudes. These are extremely important, yeah, and it has to start with that, you know. But because for us, we don't even get that right, you know. We don't even get that right from the beginning, eh? Of course, then it's going to be difficult, yeah.
Oh,
Well, it is true that most of the stuff that we learn about, that we hear, yeah, the teachings are way beyond us. Are things that we don't have the ability to train in anyway. Yeah, but nevertheless, we have to see the purpose. No. How they fit into the grand scheme of things, no? How, what is their purpose, what is their goal, you know? And such that the point is, from our own side, we have to be able to, we must not, from our own side, not see the Dharma as a burden. Yeah, that's important. And then the things that we cannot train in now are the things that we can aspire to be able to train in the future, to make aspirational prayers, yeah, right?
Oh, huh?
Right. the main problem for us, you know, is our bad habits coupled with our laziness, and then not bothering, you know, to think about what's going to happen to us in our future lives. Just thinking about this life, you know. Because of this, we are stuck. It's not that we don't know the Dharma. It's not that we cannot. It's not that we don't have the ability to practice the Dharma. We have, but we are stuck because of our bad habits, just laziness, the procrastination, laziness, yeah, and just being just primarily interested in this life, yeah, just not bothering about our next life, yeah. So those in Tibetan, the people who are only concerned about the affairs of this life are called Tsutongwa. No? They literally those who only look on this side, not looking on the other side, the next life, just focusing on this life, this side. You know? Yeah, Tsutong. And if you there's this group of people. And if you analyze further, you know, not just looking at this life, you know, there are some people who don't even think about tomorrow. All they are concerned is about is what I see here and now, you know, right now, here, right now. So there are people who are just happy, you know. Whatever happens in today, they're just concerned about today. They don't really care what happens tomorrow. Oh, I'm just going to spend my day like that. Oh, you know, I'm happy. You know, just this today, all that matters. You know, many are like that. Yeah.
Oh, Tendrisha. Oh, what are you talking about? Huh? Oh, Tendrisha. Not. 지지래 지금이 다 조조니 대발에 로아 아니 그도 있나다 뜻이나 송아래 대봉으로 마들 깨워대 인대담 송지로 하십니다 만원 신세스 당원의 지 최치에 약보증으로 대박과야시 로 대식 송아래 다 대발매매 민남로 깔고처럼 얘기 말했어 대발매나 아니 강구지 마영아시 대 송도와 로아
So having faith is also very important, yeah. It is said, isn't it? There's this quotation that says that faith is the procreator of all the qualities, all the virtues, yeah. So without faith, there's no hope, no way you can cultivate any white virtue, white dharma's virtue, yeah, no way.
Okay.
So like what Mui Ching said, you know, what she says is exactly the truth, you know. That's the reality, that's the situation, yeah. To be able to actually practice a transformational dharma that can actually move our minds, you know, it's very difficult. To be able to make our practice pure, our practice actually become a practice, you know, which is pure, that means it's very difficult.
So sim nimungba tila ni chik te sotan nyoba cheche midi shiru jutuna midi chwe chigwebe ta rwa tati so chungwane chingwe na tindishire
so therefore you know, so emphasized so many times in the teachings it's explained is very clearly what is the boundary between dharma and non-dharma. What is the sign of a somebody who is practicing the dharma, right? So if it is an antidote to the afflictions, it is dharma. So anything that is done that can hurt the afflictions, then that is dharma. So anybody who is practicing that, whatever they do, if they are hurting their afflictions, destroy, you know, harming their afflictions, you know, and then over time becoming the mind becoming more subdued, pacified, oh, then that's the real sign that person is a Dharma practitioner.
Oh, tindare. Ina ta choba yin labshin yang ko ta susu ge ani ta tosam ko su kang choba di ani ko nimo kone kundu pewa jana ta chobe sukse si ta tanda yin choba ngone chagi yo mara chobe shingi ngone chagi yo mara rwa choba nangshin tonga jilo ta
And then on the other hand, one thinks that one is a Dharma practitioner, one proclaims that one is a Dharma practitioner, but if whatever one does, whether it's studying the Dharma, hearing it, you know, meditating, reflecting, practicing, but in the end, what if what all these things does is to increase the afflictions, then one is not, then that person is not a Dharma practitioner at all. He has the appearance of a Dharma practitioner. He looks like a Dharma practitioner, but you know, in reality, he's not a practitioner at all.
Yeah.
So, this is the case whereby the Dharma did not be, the thing that the person is practicing is Dharma, while the thing that the person is practicing is Dharma, that practice did not become Dharma. Yeah. So this is a case of a medicine becoming a poison, yeah, isn't it? So if the medicine which is meant to heal and benefit becomes poison, then there's really nothing left to do. No? Nothing can be done, yeah. And most of us are like that, isn't it? Yeah, we hear many teachings, you know, blah 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 blah, you know. But rather than benefiting us, you know, for us we make it a poison, you know.
Become poison, become painful, become burden, all the advice.
So therefore it's extremely important that we just have to try to make sure that from the beginning, no, we don't end up like that, yeah. That's why Jerum Silam Tong Kaba and Islam Rim Chenmo, right at the beginning, you know, there's all this extensive discussion of explanation of how we should actually learn the teachings, listen to the Dharma, right? That's why if we practice according to the stages, you know, of the path to enlightenment, like, you know, right from the beginning, like we are told how to adjust the motivation right from the beginning when we actually receiving the teachings, hearing the teachings, right? You know, there's this explanation of how we should listen to the teachings. Then immediately right after that, you know, there's a topic of correctly relying on the virtuous friend, yeah? Which is essentially, we're talking about faith, isn't it, right? So you've got setting the motivation at the beginning, then you throw in faith, you know, and then right after that, then there is a exhortation, you know, or imploring, persuading our minds to practice the Dharma by reflecting on the topic of human life, of freedom as an endowment, isn't it? Identifying what it is, and then what are the greatly meaningful objectives we can achieve with it, and also how extremely difficult it is to have such an opportunity, isn't it? So when we think of these topics, you know, in that way, you know, according to this, the stages as being outlined, and then, you know, going to the topic of human life, of freedom and endowments, all you would experience is happiness, you know, because, you know, even just, you know, you would just, you know, just be able to listen to the teaching, you feel happy, you know, because you realize the preciousness, the rarity, yeah. So that's why, like, if we train our minds according to the stages of the path, you know, then I don't think we'll feel that the Dharma will become a burden, you know, including Shantideva's text.
Yeah, so
these teachings are, when we see these teachings, you know, if we know how to think, it only increases our faith, you know, and our appreciation of them, and also determination, yeah. Strengthens our determination. So in essence, you know what Mu Qing was pointing out, yeah. In essence, yeah, what we need, yeah, is analytical meditation. Yeah. Hearing the teachings will not prevent the Dharma from appearing as a burden to us. Hearing the teachings alone, studying them alone, no way. But if we meditate on the critically, you know, analytically analyze the topics through analytical meditation, yeah, starting with correctly rely on the virtuous friend, then the topic of human life and freedoms and endowments, and then death and impermanence, you know. Then, you know, with that experience, then the Dharma, I think, will not feel that the Dharma is a burden. Yeah.
Okay. So, tere, ta doctor masong la, tere, ta len doctor masong la karichigo desu na, ta te gom pore so tere, te gom jam na doctor sungu ma desu, ta te pejin labto eshire, tere.
Okay. So the heart summary is this.
There's so many summary, so this one hard one.
if you want to know what's the solution to all these problems, yeah, including to stop yourself from feeling that the Dharma is a burden, the hard solution is you need to reflect and or engage in analytical meditation, yeah, on the lumbering.
Okay, that's all. What did you? Okay. Now we okay. Continue. A little bit. I don't know. The color. That is. What? That's Shenla. Shengao is. She be paying. That Shengao is. You know. Paying. Career is. This is. So. That. So. But. Tamje. Gashi. The. Dine. Ringi. Yeah. Guan. That. Shenji. Yun. Den. He. Gaya. De. O. Che. Bar. Cha. Dala. De. Go. Yong. Me. Ba. Paro tuya dewa ches. Nyebe mi ga dungal shings. Ane paro tuya dungal ches.
So continue the text. verses 77 and 78. All initiatives are a source of joy that would be rare even if it could be bought with money. Therefore, the excellent qualities causing others joy causes the enjoyment of the happiness of joy. I shall suffer no losses in this life, and in future lives shall find great happiness, but misdeeds will make me unhappy and bring suffering, and in future lives I shall find great suffering. So if we really think about it here, you know, whatever we do, whether we're doing it for ourselves or we're doing it for others, you know, what exactly are we seeking? We're seeking happiness, isn't it? Joy, right? And satisfaction inside, right? Yeah. End of the day,
yeah.
So then the bodhisattvas, you know, whatever they do with their body, speech and mind, whatever, every single thing they do is only to make others happy. Yeah. So this is what the bodhisattvas do. Everything, that's what their goal is to make everyone happy and do everything with their body, speech and mind to achieve that. And of course make others happy. And when others are happy, then just by the way, you know, incidentally, you know, they themselves experience so much peace and happiness inside, yeah.
They
do everything to make others happy, and of course others are made happy, and incidentally by the way they themselves are very happy, so satisfied, no? The bodhisattvas are so happy, no? So such a situation, isn't it, to be able to have this kind of happiness, you know, in others and in oneself, is said to be priceless, yeah? Priceless, that means it's so priceless you can't buy it, yeah? So when we see others doing well, they're accumulating merit, engaging in virtue, have many qualities, and when they have many enjoyments, you know, or when they have pleasant or good physical appearances, you know, whatever good things that others possess and good things that happen to others, if we can rejoice in them, then we ourselves will also feel this real happiness in the heart.
어 독치나 또또또 진대게 아니지 다 지수이랑 샤바이나 다 신기 연대나 다 간에 부수소 가래지 여바이나 된도 통지 지수이나 샤바나 랑게 섬마지 가와제시 때 가대기 강라 소소 롱주도에 소소 섬 기부용하시 또다 디숭고요 섬지 가대라 체디나 섬나 서부시 섬 기부용해 어떻게 그랬어 아니 신기 부수소 초바도 연대 진조나 아니 지수이랑 체제 소소게 체디 노 롱주 단지 냐바타위 교용을 말했어 그러와
So here the teachings tell us of the immeasurable, the kind of very special kind of joy and happiness that we will feel in ourselves, when we truly rejoice, in the good things of others, in their qualities, in their virtue, in their possessions and enjoyments, that we feel this kind of real great satisfaction and happiness. Yeah. And by the way, rejoicing in the good things of others will not cause our own possessions and whatever we desire and whatever we have to degenerate. Yeah. By the way.
어떡시네. 어떡시. 아니, 디데시네. 던다니. 타도 메바시. 던다니래. 타도 메베. 아니지. 삼보샤시. 나도 지수에 나서도 삼보샤시. 디, 디불라. 아니. 빼나. 아니 치마이나 대서 톱치 아니지 온도 함이 대서 온도 함이 대서 전부 톱트에 어도 숨고요래.
So in when rejoicing, then one has no jealousy. Yeah. One is not jealous of the good things of others, and as such, then you have great peace in your heart, and as a result of that. Your mind is able to remain very calm and just very steady, very happy. And then also, in the future lives, one would get a good rebirth.
Oh, 독신이 다가나시 아니지 다 가르소라시 다 신기 연대래 안 좋아지 아니 수 수라서와 분수와 간대지나야 또 소속이 돼 통행도 가나 아니지 다 공로사야다 아니 차도치야다 진승치야다 어 진대 치바이나 아니 뒤긴기 체디라는 섬나 맞지바 용하시. 그러고 소스스 토대시 섬 맞지바 용하시. 대고하시 자에. 아니, 다가나시. 아니, 지다. 탁도나 댄섬. 아, 콩도 티. 아니, 지다. 아니, 징기다. 레냐바 사시. 아니, 세럽 뺀. 세럽 치마 낭수. 아니, 동아 빡도가 용과해. 어째 숨겨.
Instead of rejoicing, if we are jealous, when we see others doing better than us, look better than us, have more possessions than us, has more qualities than us, rather than rejoicing, if we feel jealous, or if we get upset, we angry, why him, not me, we get upset, we have this sense of a negative competitiveness, wanting to compete with that person. So we have all these negative thoughts here. What it does, is first in this life you'll be a very unhappy person. Yeah. You're disturbed. You're unhappy. You cannot remain calm. And it is said that you also accumulate the karma to have suffering in the future. Yeah, in the future lives.
어떡시네. 다디 빼난드는 랍샤 드네이나 당원에 덴바라와. 알았다. 알았다. 그 독지 송미도 왔다. 뭐 독지 송세. 독지 송구야 말이야. 알았다. 소소 독삼 땅면은 원했지. 그 뒤 용해디 시에트베 싫어와. 알았다. 빼는 빼지 디샤바이나. 알았다. 원해 알았다. 그치. 신기 표준 초바이도 다도 쓴마지와 세지마도 강체입니다. 알았다. 틀레가 신기 초바도 약불에 관음 쏘는 사비 뒤우래. 딘데시다. 알았다. 직체나. 타도 매바지, 샘기바지, 아니, 초보이네, 잘 내려도 와. 그러고, 팀 매바지, 딜러 찍도, 니도, 디 상보도 찍도, 딜러 타도시, 아니, 소소, 샘 맞지바, 디징기, 초보이 매바, 어디다, 모두 통쇄도 여대가로 와. 그러고, 다디 소소 유화 단시로, 그 동지기 송이도 없나?
So, just this example, this verse here, you can see that we're not talking about, it is not a burden, right? So this is not something that is very heavy that we have to carry and then feel very miserable about carrying and practicing it, right? it's just an observation of reality, isn't it? It's observation of reality, right? I mean, we all know it, yeah? So, you know, if you see somebody who's doing better than you, more wealth, more good looking, more virtue, more whatever, you know, then, you know, instead of, you know, if you don't rejoice, you know, if you're jealous, you know, what does it do? We become very miserable, isn't it? Very unhappy, isn't it? Right? And then also, but if we feel happy, you know, or if we can think, oh, this person is experiencing the fruitional effects of his or her own virtue that she or he accumulated in the past, yeah. And then, you know, if you can feel happy, then your mind is calm. And it's also easier to, then, you know, with that kind of attitude, you know, it's easier to make friends with that person, isn't it? Yeah. Otherwise, we become very miserable, isn't it? I'm very unhappy, yeah. This person is doing better, blah, blah, blah. You know, we compare, oh, he's good. We become miserable, and then, of course, then it's very difficult also to make friends with that person, yeah. So, this is obvious, isn't it? Right? I mean, is this a burden? This knowledge?
Yeah, machine. If you do, it's very joyful. You don't do, then bottom. What to say? Don't know what to say. Don't know what to say. Machine, Matu, when it's children say, love, say, become one in your coach and then suit. When it's Chita Matu, Machibe, the nobody Matu. Go talk to the kitchen, Tamara, Katu, some way, that's also Machiba, the money. She too is so much of that taking that nobody motto, conducted the case of it.
So, actually, you know, all these wonderful advice and the teachings are like what you see here in the Shantideva's text, they're not a burden, yeah. It's just because we don't do it, yeah. We are ignorant and we are blinded and we don't want to do it, yeah. But otherwise, you know, if we do it, you know, then there's a benefit, yeah.
Oh, Tendrisha, oh, Tuxin, that object is somewhere, right? That concern. Shingi, that person so much to Jesu, you know, she talked to Machi, so this Sungiore, a Pandoyomare Sungiore.
So, in short, these two verses are saying, you know, when we see the good things of others, when don't be jealous because it is pointless, there's no meaning.
Oh, Tuxin, Tinemata, Sumba Gosungi, Leche, Chavala, Chavar Chava, Satuxinta.
Next is being skillful in the actions of the three doors here. How to act while one speaks, how to act while one looks, and then relating oneself only to virtuous actions.
Oh, to see the name, there is a man who is a chavasana, that there is a man who 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 is a man.
When talking, I should speak from my heart and on what is related. Making the meaning clear and speech pleasing, I should abandon attachment or hatred and speak in gentle tones appropriately.
Gently.
Question, then one should answer sincerely, speak sincerely, yeah? And speak agreeably, yeah, that fits with the person's mind, yeah.
어떻게 했다가 나중에 아니 제자 아마 베스트 제대시면 아마 시야도 치마 여바디 대화 여바지 시고 그래서 나도 말시에 난 죽으시에 기지디 곧 대화 여바지 딱다 이체 바지 속어야지 기지 가는 시에나 아마도 치마 대화 여바도네 보겠다 대회도네 바로 봐다 이체 바지 속어야 다 기지 마시니 가오면 가오면 미시고 말와 어디를
So and whatever we have to speak coherently, such that whatever we say in the earlier part of the conversation has to gel with whatever you say in the later part of the conversation. They have to make sense, you know. They have to be coherent. Yeah. So if the head and the tail is not coherent,
then any part of Isha yung marawa. Go na chiklap, shugo na chiklap. Ko dao de meto si kisiman ko Isha kaporwa. Da ngasi kawasharwa.
So of course, if the head and tail don't gel, yeah, then it's a contradiction, isn't it? So if you speak in a contradicting yourself, then the person is not going to believe you,
yeah. 아니 콜라와 아니 세보시는 시고야 어떤데 있더냐 아니 바로 붙습니다 입에 봤다 들에 이다 봤었더래
and you have to speak in a way that is easily understood by the other person and speak clearly
어떻게 다가나시 아니 제 시에 갈라야 고롱 차당 빵빵 다 돈다니 랑 저러 시 차시야 지금 대대 제제만 안 신절로 쉬 당제 뒤도간 차당에 고농티네 매배통네 아니 한 제제 아 제제 쉬고에 랭잡고에 어디 숙고야래
and the verse is also saying that we should speak without motivation of strong attachment for one's own side for one's own position or whatever you know, relating to oneself And not to have hatred or anger towards somebody else, you know. Yeah.
독신이 아니지 다 즉 정부 아니 다 군단이 다 기기 당이네 다 군단이 그 즉 정부 통해 다 보기 즉 시도하는 다 쉬우 잡으면 맞아 다 즉 정부 통해 한 둔데 시고해.
And the tone has to be Here we're talking about the tone. It has to be gentle.
어떠가나시? 아니 땀이 나야. 버티지 시에 가보라네. 렌지 보이네. 지금 가라소였다. 만용매 봐. 렌보 시에 가야지 숨겨야래. 너 지금 양 지금 지금 렌지 그 여세는 빼네. 더보면 없을 때야. 지금 최는 참 최는 매 없이 쉬우세네. 지금 양말에 어떤다. 단다 만용 렌보 시에 가야지. 그시 이모도 기지 시기선 최는 좋아하며 예약고랑 당시에 되는 이모도 대신하고 이 이모 형말에 다티래 그시네 기지 시하며 즉지 시 안에 다가래 그러고 어디야 드디어 아마도 만요를 무시하고 그래서 어디 쓴 거야 그래
also the we are also advised to speak the length of one's reply or conversation should be appropriate that means Not too long, or not too short. There are some people when you talk to them, you know, when they start speaking to you, you know, they never stop, yeah. and the listener becomes a bit tired after a while. And then on the other extreme, you when you talk to some people or when you ask them, you know, then they just give you a one word reply. Yeah?
다 돈다 인테레 제제 님보시니 다다 담 님보시니 전부 돈에 제제 시도가나 많이 오래 맞다게 되신 바로 비미디 아 고 남들 다게 되신 돈다 님보시에 거야 됐은 거야 아
but as to what is an appropriate length of the conversation this is something you have to figure out yeah? I mean you have to use your eye look at the person that you're talking to yeah look at the person's expression yeah
어떤데시? 어떻게 따다의 지시다 차와 세실에서 미기 심지어 따나야 대단히 낫된 때는 다 산재니도 주로서 당시 참여 측이 따왔습니다.
Okay, next, how to act? how to act while one looks? Yeah. when beholding someone with my eyes, thinking I shall attain Buddhahood by depending upon this being, I should look at him candidly with love. Candidly. I don't know. I'm not sure about this.
What? Candidly? What is that? 어떤 것들을 어떤 것 대신 거래 내가 갈선하다 랑디 다 심지 신신다 갈선 랑만 나이 누가 그래 다 랑만 나와 랑게 심지 신신라 땡이 누가 나서 다 수진이나 강서 심지 간대지나 지금 랑게 바 땡이 누가 나 돈다니 문의식다 강서 심지 딜라 땡이다 갈선 아니 갈선 다스 아니 가서는 전주가 심게 버릇도 짐을 쫄아 로베 아니 타나 산재의 고방 토베 대디 심지어 딜 심지어 딜라 되는 총원이 진대 돈다이 따뜻한 나가 쳤다 참배 그래 진대 삼도 당시 아니 그 시위 참배 심기 따고 해서 숨겨 그래 그러고 보겠다 아니지
So here the teachings are telling us to look upon the person with affection, yeah. By we can remind ourselves that oh, you know that person, that sentient being that we see, kasa, is an object upon which we will generate bodhicitta, in relation for to whom, and for whom that we are going to practice the six perfections, and it's also for whom I'm going to achieve enlightenment, yeah.
어떻게 했다 대수한테 다들 신주제 불렀다 나시 다 마이 아니 신주제 와서 불렀다 나시 아니 지금 오늘 지금 봐 유주매 같이 아니 쌤 장보시 꿀롱 약물 돈에 쳤다 돈 꿀롱 당신 수가 꿀롱 참배 쌤 대가시 다 쌤 유주도 못 대가시 꿀롱 대대 돈에 다 제일 불라 아니 지금 따와 나시 어 쌤자 땅에 와서 독수 따고 그래서 독수 모여래
So the teaching section, states that or says you know that we have to look at the or like sentient being like how a mother looks upon her child with affection. So the motivation is love, and basically the engagement is has to be a straightforward, honest engagement without any you know pretension or No, without any deceit or guile, yeah.
Oh, then the sin. Oh, to sin. That tenema, and she gave it a bushik and java. Gave it a bushik tongue, java chawa, the little. Jimbe tenema, kashi to jimbishing, kabajal, jimba chawa, gave it land of round of chawas. And java kone kund ke shushin, kopatan, chavaho, tamboni, jimbe, shing, kabajal, jimba chawas.
Then the next one, Give it a bashing.
Give it a
joshua. Joshua.
Don't come to watch.
Next is a joshua. Next is. Connecting oneself only to virtuous actions, yeah. And that has a couple of parts. Practicing generosity or giving to the special field of offering, then creating kewa, accumulating or creating virtue. Out of one's own power, and then increasing one's virtue more and more, and then thinking about the purpose of doing so. Yeah.
어떻게 다티 손을 들에 다 담보들아 다 진배신 개발진을 진바 차원이 사방모신 기방배 년보인 랑바니 연된당이 편도신스 동아와라 기생 규를 어떻게 또 사래 지금 담보대로 와 진배신 개발진을 진바 차왔어 진배신 개발진 나스 진바 진바스 답안 모신 기랑배 세주로
진배신 giving to the special field of generosity always being motivated by affection or or being motivated by the antidotes in the field of excellent qualities in the fields of excellent qualities benefit and suffering great virtues will come about So, when giving to the fields, the special fields of generosity, there's the characteristic or the feature of time to be considered in that one has to do it all the time. So that is the feature of time, and that is indicated by the word always.
어떻게 되네? 삼배 개발을 수도가라 가르세나 저 대바시 어떻게 대바당 다 인제로 소배 아니지 두바 슈터 꾸네 랑와 세대 돈다 티레 다다 옹신 수도가 돈다 삼배 개발 순거여래 대바 양나 인제 어떤데가 아니지 꾸네 랑지 아니 두바 슈터 보고야지
So the feature of time is indicated by the word always, that means to always do it continually. And the feature of the attitude is indicated by the word affection, which means to have strong love and affection or faith. Yeah. So essentially, the attitude of the feature of the attitude here refers to very strong aspiration. Yeah.
어, 된다시. 다때네 아니지. 다 년배 개발을 세대 도다니 가르스나. 다 진발로 소바 진도가. 진배값라 던다니 랑게 칸라 직파게다 세나 체여서디 바 진세 바 세네년보 도토바시 바 진세다 파게다 세네년보 도토바시 다지 대당 다가나지 추림 숭고에 나다 원에 직 랑게 시 숭마데 깔아야 숭세 파게다 미튼 쇼르 바 나바스와라 어찌데 토네 아니 직다 냠네 체
And then there's the feature of the antidote, yeah. Which means, you know, whatever practice that you're doing, let's say if you are practicing generosity, then, you know, all the effort that you put into practicing generosity, that your practice of generosity must become an antidote to your miserliness, yeah. And similarly, you know, if you practice ethical discipline, your practice of ethical discipline must be an antidote to the discordant class, yeah, to the ethical discipline's discordant class, yeah.
어떻게 도다니 다 진바 바진도 가라 세네냐 뭐 중에 심바시 땅과야 주님 손에다 포에 원에 지티 미트로 딱다 너트메 주님라 손에라 어떻게 중에 어떤 냐보 잡아진 때체 다 놓고야 숨어요
So here I say that, you know, it is said that whatever practice you're doing, you know, using generosity as an example, your practice of generosity must become an antidote to miserliness, for example, and the practice of ethical discipline must be an antidote to the discordant class, to ethical discipline's discordant class. That means, simple English, it must act as an antidote to the opposite of ethical discipline. Yeah.
어떻게 다가 나시 아니 다 신기 신 차버지 수다 연대인 원에 집어이나 당원에 집다 유 차버지 연대인 원에 집어이나 당원에 집 연대 차버지 다 산지 최 진두 수다 돈다 잡숨 잡숨 나다 아 초밥회 어떠가 나신다 펜도비 신 차발지 수도가다 다랑게 파마 어찌 숨어 다가 나시 아니시다 냠탑에 아니시 문해지스 고메 깨메게 아니 동하겠네 섬제나 진솔 아니시 진바치에 어찌 쳐봐이나 문해지 아니 겨우 겨치 보시우 사야시 숨겨로 어디
In the case of giving, so in relation to the to the field of excellent qualities, one makes offerings, and the field of excellent qualities refer to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and then. Giving to the field of excellent qualities, or rather making offerings to the field of excellent qualities, here referring to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, and then giving to the field of benefit, primarily referring to one's parents, yeah, and then to the field of suffering, to those sentient beings who are suffering. So, to these various objects, by offering and giving, then we accumulate a great virtue.
어떻게네? 다 돈다 뒤에 가라 좋대. 가서라 보게. 야왔다 없이 못해. 빼내나 야왔다 잡아야나 다 균튼히 치나 아니 야왔다 없이 못 잡아야지 순간. 다가 나시 야왔다 없이 못 용해지 가서나 보게 다 삼바 잡아서 원해지 보게. 잡아다 인제 꾸네 꾸네 다 보게. 슉 잡아 세지고도 뒤 꾸네 랑데 야왔치나 안 없이 못 용해 어디 순간이야? 주진에 아니지 다. 자와 강 제바이나 티 미튼 주기 님보 보기 좋아하지 어떤데 치도나 자와 덥지 뭐 용해 아니 다가나시 다 유일 차바진 다 쉬우는 시에 진솔 아니 쳐바든 지바 쳐바이나 아니 쉬우자 좀 사해 어디 숨겨야 돼
So there are a couple of things that make virtue stronger. One is the feature of time, in that if we engage in that same kind of virtue continually over and over again, then there's one of the factors that make that virtue very strong. Yeah? Another has to do with the motivation or the attitude. Yeah? So if the attitude behind the virtue is virtuous and is very strong, you know, from the depths of the heart, you know, you do it, then that makes the virtue very powerful. And if the virtue is directed at special objects, yeah, powerful objects, yeah, such as the fields of excellent qualities, benefit, and so forth, yeah, then the karma, the virtue created, is also very strong. And also, if the virtue that we create becomes an antidote to the various afflictions, yeah, or become an antidote to the opposites of that particular virtue, then that also makes that virtue very powerful. Yeah.
어떻게 다다가나 시래 어다다 디바시네 틸레 독시 디바야 침부샤에 틸레 독시다 균두시에 아니시다 아니 다 독숨 차복군에 랑티치에 알아봐 틸레 다가나 시티 독시 다다야 미저 쳐봐이나 미저 덥치 부용해 어디래
But the opposite is also true, no? Some of these features are also true of the non-virtue. You know? So if we engage in non-virtue all the time, continually, then the non-virtue is going to be very strong. Engage in non-virtue motivated from the heart, you know, with very strong afflictions or strong intention to engage in that non-virtue, then that also makes non-virtue very strong. Creating virtuous karma under one's own power, or out of one's own power. I should always perform actions endowed with skill and faith, perhaps. In all actions, I should not depend on upon anyone else.
ᱚᱛ ᱛᱩᱥᱱᱤ ᱛᱟ ᱛᱚᱱᱫᱟ ᱫᱮᱜᱟᱞᱟ ᱥᱩᱝ ᱠᱟᱨᱥᱱᱟ ᱛᱮᱱᱟ ᱜᱟᱡ ᱡᱟᱣᱟ ᱠᱷᱟᱱᱫᱟᱱ ᱠᱷᱟᱱ ᱫᱩᱵᱟᱭᱱᱟ ᱛᱟ ᱥᱤᱝᱜᱤ ᱥᱤᱝᱜᱤ ᱞᱮᱢᱚᱪᱤᱱ ᱛᱟ ᱥᱤᱝᱜᱤ ᱞᱮᱱᱫᱚ ᱪᱮᱱᱮ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱥᱮᱨᱟ ᱛᱚᱫᱟ ᱫᱩᱯᱛᱩᱠ ᱢᱟᱨᱮᱥ ᱛᱚᱫᱟ ᱨᱚᱣᱟ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱥᱤ ᱞᱟᱜᱵᱟᱨ ᱫᱚ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱥᱤ ᱛᱮᱱᱟ ᱪᱷᱟᱱᱡᱩ ᱥᱮᱢ ᱡᱚᱝᱟᱭᱟ ᱛᱟ ᱡᱤᱱᱥᱚ ᱯᱷᱟᱨ ᱫᱚ ᱪᱤᱢ ᱴᱚᱞᱟ ᱞᱚᱵᱮᱞᱟ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱥᱤ ᱛᱟ ᱱᱮᱡᱚ ᱢᱟᱝᱵᱚ ᱥᱮᱱ ᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱥᱤ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱥᱤ ᱥᱮᱱ ᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱛᱟᱜᱟ ᱱᱟᱥᱤ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱥᱤ ᱠᱟᱨᱟᱥᱱᱟ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱠᱩᱞᱩᱝ ᱠᱟᱱᱫᱮ ᱥᱤ ᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱢᱮ ᱡᱟᱣᱟ ᱪᱷᱤᱵᱮ ᱠᱚᱞᱚ ᱠᱩᱞᱩᱝ ᱠᱟᱱᱫᱮ ᱠᱩᱠᱤᱭᱟ ᱢᱮ ᱛᱤ ᱥᱮᱢᱵᱟᱨ ᱪᱷᱤ ᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱛᱟᱜᱟ ᱱᱟᱥᱤ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱡᱩᱠᱛᱚ ᱚᱣᱟ ᱪᱷᱤ ᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱛᱟ ᱛᱤᱱᱫᱮ ᱜᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱪᱷᱤ ᱛᱟ ᱢᱟᱱᱤᱥᱤ ᱱᱟᱢᱥᱟᱞᱟ ᱟᱹᱱᱤ ᱠᱟᱨᱥᱚᱨᱮ ᱥᱤᱱ ᱪᱷᱤ ᱛᱟ ᱛᱚᱱᱟ ᱞᱚᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱪᱷᱤ ᱥᱩᱝᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱨᱮ ᱚ ᱥᱤᱝᱜᱤ ᱞᱮᱢᱚ ᱪᱷᱟᱵᱮ ᱤᱝᱚ ᱢᱟᱨᱮᱥ ᱨᱟᱝᱜᱤ ᱞᱟᱯ ᱪᱷᱤ ᱥᱤᱱ ᱪᱷᱤ ᱨᱟᱝᱜᱤ ᱪᱷᱤᱠᱚ ᱠᱨᱮᱥ ᱚᱛᱤᱥ ᱪᱷᱤᱠ ᱥᱩᱝᱠᱚᱭᱟ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱤᱱᱟ ᱨᱚᱛᱤᱨ ᱫᱟᱜᱟᱡᱩ ᱞᱮᱱᱫᱚ ᱪᱷᱮᱫᱮ ᱛᱟᱱᱟ ᱛᱩᱱᱫᱩᱜᱮ ᱪᱷᱤᱠᱨᱮᱥ
So when we engage in virtue, we should do it, you know, from our own side and not based on an understanding of the situation, the reality, and not do something out of wanting to imitate somebody else. You know, we see somebody doing it, you know, then we do, and then we try to copy, you know, follow, you know. Try to follow the person's examples. Then you're not going to achieve anything meaningful. Yeah. So whatever practice, you know, here, let's say, you know, we are talking about generating bodhicitta or the practice of the six perfections and so forth. Whatever it is, that practice has to be based on first and a thorough understanding of the reality, the nature of things, the reality. You know. Now, what is virtue? What makes virtue powerful? What kind of motivation should I have? And how should I have it? And so and so forth. Yeah. So we have to know the reality. So we have to know the reality, the situation as it is, you know? And then at the end we have to know, if we after the practice, how should we dedicate the merit? What is it for and so forth. So the practice has to be done with an understanding of all these things, you know, from one's own side, yeah. And not you cannot be doing the practice by just copying. You know, you see somebody doing, then you know you follow suit. Yeah.
Oh, today in some then tambo ni na ta tonda ni rangi chio kan ta kan juba ni na ti tu na sta shin tu kya bar chio kore kya bar chio shin ti tu ni chi bi kya bar tan ti bar chio ba sta tonda re shin tu kya bar chio ta nga ti nga ma chuk ta tonda juba ni na kan chio na tambo ti ni ga ti yaku shin ko ya ni ti ne ma ta. 신체 삼나당시 신의 대발 토바시 고야시 따토다 디스고 요래다.
So whatever practice that we want to undertake, we first have to know exactly what are we doing and how we're going to go about doing it. You know? We need to know exactly all the essential points. You know? So we have to gain the faith in the practice, the faith that comes from understanding. Yeah, then we engage in it. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 근데 중단에 아니 지금 한 게 왜래 강나 강 텔라 아니 가서나 다기 아니 투닥투라 중과야시 뭐 랑기 원해시 랑기 승기 때는 꼬마치시 아니 투닥 아니 최고야시 어디 수고요래.
And after that, you know, then one we should engage in the practice. In the practice wholeheartedly from the heart, yeah.
따도 찍어야 돼.
Yeah, so we do the practice wholeheartedly, based on an understanding, and to do it continually.
What is what? That and the Kivile Kang, Chabayan, tell us to change your Kumu Gosh, to the Kuo Shinla, Matabas, change it, that she was in Chi Kushi, the bed, Legacy, the Kuo, and she didn't go on my barang, when she sing with the Chiba, she soon shot it. What the Yawashi.
And when we perform virtue, when we engage in virtue, we have to do it, you know, from our own side, you know, without having, without needing someone to prompt us, you know, or to encourage us, you know, or to persuade us, you know, rather, you know, and so creating virtue shouldn't be like doing a job, you know, so you're waiting there for a task, you know,
yeah. Tambu shen, shen, when a resha sent some tongues of course, didn't she when one is da? She said, draw the lector. Then the draw labina, shingy kugo, malava.
So, this will, before any practice, you have to know what exactly you're going to do, how you're going to do it. You know the essential points that you believe in it, and then you see, oh, it's like this, this, oh, it's like that, this is damn good, you know, it's like that. Then, naturally, we will have an enthusiasm. You want to do it from your own side, yeah. And you won't need anybody to tell you to do it, no.
Yeah.
In the virtue wholeheartedly from our own side, wanting to do it without having someone to persuade us to do it. But when we actually get down to doing it, you know, you don't outsource it to somebody else, you know. In that, like, oh, I'm going to engage in prostration, you know, then you get somebody to do prostrate for you, you know. Or you get somebody to offer your water bowls for you, you know. well, it's, of course, if you can't do it for whatever reasons, then that's a different matter, yeah. But otherwise, yeah, we have to do it ourselves.
Double chow, may no say, take the terror, the shangy guava, double meva, and it yaw mangi chigwe, and the rangi macho, shangla dogwa, shangla chichu, double, what in the main passing world.
So that's the meaning of the last sentence of the verse of it, yeah. I should not depend upon anyone else, yeah. No. We have to do it ourselves and not ask, you know, somebody to do it on our behalf.
Oh, Teresa, that Java Conan Kond Chishu, Doba Tang Chava said that day, Nyota Sauci to Jibeparo Chinas, Conan Kond Chishu, Chumuchin, Chimitong, Josephine, turn some of the sage to that.
Okay, the next one is extremely complicated. The perfections such as generosity are progressively more exalted, but for a little I should not forsake something greater. Principally, I should consider the welfare of others. But there seem to be an internal contradiction between this verse 83 and verse 42. The verse 42 being a verse talking about living in the practice of ethical discipline in equanimity, if you are primarily focusing on generosity. Yeah, so that was just the discussion.
Okay, we stop here. Huh? Kare sapuro.
La.
Kare sapuro.
Sing sapu. Sapuro. Finish. So she boogie, she's